It's the head of the FBI. Have him drink enough beer till his eyes go straight. I'm sorry, that's a cruel thing to say. Just accurate, but very cruel. This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast,
friends till the end, and now we start talking. Woody and Jim show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
It's our weekly demonstration of willpower and non-humor.
It's a joke off. Neither of us can laugh.
Yes.
If one of us laughs, we lose.
Right. We tell terrible jokes back and forth until somebody breaks.
I've got a theme this week.
Okay.
I'm going animals.
All right. So they're all animal themed?
Animal themed.
Okay. Let us begin the joke off.
Woody, did you know that geese can't hear very well?
Really?
That's why whenever you talk to them, they go, huh? Huh?
Jim, why couldn't the pepper practice archery?
I'm not sure.
Didn't have an arrow?
Woody, why did Mozart kill all of his chickens?
Why?
Because he asked the chickens who was the best composer, and they all said, Bach, 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 Bach.
Jim, I always thought that orthopedic shoes were overrated, but I stand corrected.
So I saw a lizard balancing on its hind legs and telling jokes.
Really?
Stand-up chameleon.
Jim, I always remember fondly after my first son was born, looking at the doctor and saying, when can we have sex? He said, I get off in 10 minutes. Meet me in the parking lot. God. Those were particularly terrible.
They were terrible.
They were terrible.
Except that last one. I liked that last one.
It went where you weren't expecting it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, people like me that commute to Murfreesboro every day, the bane of our existence has been the pothole repairs on I-24. That continues today in Rutherford County eastbound, and then tomorrow they're going to start working on the westbound lanes. So
it's been a few hours of sitting in traffic the last few days they've been working on it, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had to find other ways to get home.
Wow. Cost of progress. So a lot of people were very excited at first because they were seeing in their social media feeds Savannah Guthrie saying, getting ready to return to the Today Show on Monday.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it was hitting the algorithm. It was a really old post and it had nothing to do with the current day situation.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And now even many sources are saying that NBC is preparing for Savannah Guthrie to not return at all.
Especially if they never find her mother. I can't see her really going back to that.
It would have to be a long time. So I guess they're making preparations as if, you know, she's probably not coming back, at least for the foreseeable future.
Right, right. And of course, one of the major people who was working on finding her mother, Kash Patel, the head of the FBI, he was busy searching Italy to see if she could find her mom in the men's locker room at the hockey team's gold medal performance. Afterwards, he was partying with them in the locker room and claimed that they invited him. I'm sure they did.
If there's one person we want in the room,
we need.
It's not our family. No, it's not our mentors and coaches. No,
it's the head of the FBI. Have him drink enough beer till his eyes go straight. I'm sorry, that's a cruel thing to say. Just accurate, but very cruel. Seems like every Monday we come in about this time, and it's always Monday.
Like every week.
On Monday. It's like clockwork. Every Monday at this time, it's Monday.
I don't know about you, because it was so nice the last few days, like when it got cold yesterday.
Yes.
I'm like, this is the worst ever. I mean, it's 30-something degrees, but it just felt like this is like 50 below.
It's supposed to be cold for a few days and then kind of warm back up into the 60s with some rain and all that kind of stuff going on this week. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was, let's see. I went to go see a movie, Crime 101, with Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, and Halle Berry.
Was that good?
That was good. I liked that. It's a good thriller. And then, let's see, watched the gold medal hockey game with some friends early yesterday morning.
Yeah, I woke up early to watch that, too. It was very cool.
And then went and played hockey myself in a much slower version of what you saw on TV. We didn't win that game, but it was a good game.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So,
cool.
I had fun. What about you?
Yeah, I had a kind of a low-key weekend. We were doing a bunch of stuff with the family and stuff like that. Saturday night, we went out to the movies. My girlfriend Melissa wanted to see Wuthering Heights.
Oh, you went with her?
I did, because she wanted to see it, and I'd heard it wasn't great. It was Wuthering. It was so Wuthering. Her daughter Kimmy saw it and said it was the best movie she's ever seen. So Melissa was saying, I don't care what the critics say. I want to go see it. So, and all right.
Half the scenes look like the cover of a Harlequin romance
novel. Yeah.
It's like fog and shirtless people. And
there was a lot of, you know, get on with it.
Yeah.
But it was a nice romance, blah, 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 blah.
You remind me of the days of Skinamax.
That's right.
Well, you're a good guy. You went along.
Yeah.
It was not your thing,
it
but you went anyway.
But, you know, she enjoyed it, and I was a little disappointed I didn't get to see any Barbie boobies. So, you know.
That's
come on. Could definitely use a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark, walk around the neighborhood.
Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. I guess there was an early morning fire over the weekend, and a house caught fire, and had a 72-year-old lady inside who was disabled.
Oh my.
And couldn't leave, so she was stuck. And the house was catching on fire. Luckily, there was a couple of 12-year-old family members there. One 12-year-old called 911 and got the authorities going. And the other one said, well, I'm just going to go in and get her. So even though everything was flames all around her and she got a little bit burnt, she was able to get in there and rescue the 72-year-old disabled woman, saved her life.
Those girls are amazing.
Pretty cool. And I guess Channel 2 caught up with Tyler McDowell, who is the Lawrence County Fire and Rescue Chief, and he explained what happened.
A child made a decision to help somebody out of a house that some adults may would have have trouble overcoming the fear. Obviously, she sustained some burns in doing so, so that tells you that the conditions inside the residence were very dangerous at the time. And obviously, she had to make the decision that somebody else's life was more important than hers.
Yeah. Took them both to Vanderbilt, and I guess everybody's going to be okay. But yeah, totally saved her life.
To be brave and to have like the presence of mind.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for these people.
Yeah.
I've got to go and take care of this now.
I love that.
Future is bright with these girls.
No kidding.
If you want to see the video and find out more about it, you can go to the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Sad news over the weekend. One of our longtime listeners and good friend, Chris Brandon, lived in Murfreesboro. We've known him for years. He started just kind of texting the show back when we were on another radio station.
Yeah.
Stayed with us for years, always had jokes. He always posted lots of memes. He was, I first met him when he was, he invited me to the Hot Chicken and Jorts Festival.
Oh, yeah.
In Murfreesboro. And we kind of became fast friends after that and kept in contact. Sadly, he died over the weekend.
Yeah.
He had cancer for a long time. He decided not to do, after trying chemo treatments, and he said it just wasn't for him. He would rather live life to the fullest till the end, and that's what he did.
It's so hard. It's so hard. And he's such a funny guy.
Yeah.
That, like, right up to the end, like, he was, I cannot, I don't know, it was a guide for everybody. That's how I would like to have handled.
Right.
He
kept the jokes going. You know, he never took himself too seriously. Last I heard from him was actually a week ago today. He sent a joke, says, hey, maybe you can use this in the joke off.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. That's really sad.
Such a nice guy. I know our good friend Joe Dubin, 102.5 The Game, also knew Chris and knew that, you know, Chris wanted something from the Predators to kind of leave behind for his family. And Joe went to the Predators and said, hey, look, this is what's going on. And they got him a custom jersey.
Yeah.
Which was, it was a really beautiful gesture.
Yeah.
Class move.
Thoughts and prayers for a lot of folks that were touched by that, especially in Murfreesboro. He worked in the medical community. He is survived by his wife, Andrea. And, you know, we hope the best for her. But, you know, his suffering is over. It was a long road for him.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's really tough. Just a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And we were blessed to have our time with him. And we thank him for being a part of the show.
Yeah, no kidding.
I learned something the other night. My son came over. We were having a pizza. And so we were talking about his sister, my daughter, got married a little over a year ago.
Right.
I learned something in this conversation. My wife said, oh, yeah, you know, she kept her maiden name, my last name.
Okay.
I'm like, I didn't know that. I'm a terrible father. How did I not know she didn't take her husband's name when she got married? But I said, well, good for her. I said, you know, support her, whatever she wanted to do. She wanted to take his name. Great. It's up to her. But she wanted to keep the family name. So I'm like, oh, that's great. And then my wife said, yeah, you don't want to give her too much credit.
Yeah.
She just said it would be really big hassle to change her name and have to go to the get her license switched and some other things.
So it wasn't for anything noble. It's just, because, you know, I must, my name must stay.
Right.
But I just don't want to have to go stand in line somewhere.
That's a pain in the butt. I don't want to do that. I'll just keep it.
It's the time of the show where I say it's time to play Gender Wars. It's time to play Gender Wars.
You did it.
I did it. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers.
Go to localtreefellers.com. They can help you get rid of those trees that came down in the storm or stuff you just want to move so you get a better view.
There you go. We have for the ladies, Griselda. And for the guys, we have Bubba. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to both of you. We have a warm-up get acquainted question.
Griselda, tell us about some local place that you just find to be a little treasure.
Oh, well, Trader Joe's, of course.
Oh, I love myself in Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I can get lost in there.
Yeah, it's kind of like Target. You go in and it tells you what you need.
Yeah. It's that randomness of like, oh, yeah, here's, oh, they sell ice cream sandwiches. Oh, and right next to them is like, you know, some completely unrelated thing. Oh, it's frozen octopus. Bubba, what about you? Tell us about a local place that you just find to be a treasure.
I'd have to say Fabian's in Brentwood, Fabian's Mexican Grill in Brentwood near Old Hickory Boulevard exit and I-65. Yeah, it does great. They have great service and the food's great and never a line to wait. So
love that.
There you go. Love that. No kidding.
All right, let's get going. You guys have a screw if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, Griselda. Is Aaron Rodgers now the quarterback of the Browns, the Cowboys, or the Steelers?
Goodness. Screw.
She's up the screw already. Bubba, Aaron Rodgers, is he the quarterback of the Browns, the Cowboys, or the Steelers?
He's a Steeler.
Well, there's Steeler, a point for Bubba before he even gets his first official question, which here it is. Bubba, is actress Priyanka Chopra married to Nick, Joe, or Kevin Jonas?
Joe Jonas?
No, she's married to Nick.
No, Nick. Yeah, Joe is the second cutest one.
According to the posters on Woody's wall.
Is there really a Kevin? Is Kevin real?
Of course Kevin's real.
Yeah, he's not
Kevin is my favorite. I named my dog after Kevin. Of course, we get sidetracked.
Bubba's got a 1-0 lead.
Griselda, what makes Mobil 1 different from other motor oils?
Mobil 1.
Yeah.
Other than motor, I don't know. It's heavier.
No.
No, it's synthetic oil. It's fake oil. Okay.
All right, Bubba.
If you get this one right, you have locked down a victory, Bubba.
Jewelry from Tiffany & Company famously comes in what color box?
The light blue. Light blue.
Light blue.
Wow. And Bubba does it.
All right. Congratulations.
Good job, Bubba.
Griselda, you're good sport. Using the screw early, quite yeah. often is not the best strategy, but you'll know for next time you play.
That's right.
And we hope you do. Baba, we got tickets for you to go see your Nashville Predators.
Woo!
All right.
Well yeah. earned. Good job. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
This is a story that's going viral from Miami. Okay. I guess a guy and his buddies were going out, and a guy thought that the waitress that was serving them was very attractive.
Okay.
So he thought, okay, this is my chance. I'm going to shoot my shot at this waitress. So he leaves her a $1,000 tip
wow.
and put his number on there and said, text me. And
okay.
just had his fingers crossed and left. And yet she did text him and said, hi, it's Trinity. I have a boyfriend, sorry. But thank you so much for the big tip, love. We needed to pay our rent this month.
Oh!
And so this comes back like a few minutes later after they left the club.
Oh.
And his buddies are going like, oh, man, you should call your bank and tell them, you know, this is a fraudulent charge. And they're like, and he goes,
but it's
yeah,
not a fraudulent charge.
No. And they said, no, you authorized it. You signed it. Your phone number and your signature's on there. No, there's nothing you can do about it.
This is the stupid tax coming in. Yep. How dumb a move was that?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, like giving somebody $1,000, hoping
that they might
yeah. like you enough to go out
yeah.
is ridiculous.
Yes.
Right? Because, I mean, you don't know anything about her, which is,
right.
it was proved by this, right?
Right, 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 right.
And how are you going to keep that up? If you want to get your money back, it means you don't have the kind of money to throw $1,000 around.
True.
On a
yeah.
tip.
Yeah.
Like, how often were you going to pretend to be rich? How long could that last? That's like, that's no this different is... than the woman who's stuffing her bra. Eventually, you're going to
yeah,
find out.
Right.
It's not real.
Well, all of a sudden, yes, she tapes her bra off and all of a sudden, it's a raining toilet paper.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I don't want to cast stereotypes, but she's working at a club in Miami and her name is Trinity.
And her name is Trinity.
She probably
yeah.
gets a lot of money.
She probably does
really
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So.
And
yeah.
throwing money at her is not going to get you a darn thing because it happens every 20 minutes.
I think we had a real connection. It wasn't just I was tipping her a lot of money. I think we could have really had something. Excited this Saturday, we're going to be a part of something that's just been voted the best charity event in Nashville, and that yep. is Unleashed with the Nashville Humane Association.
So it's like a fashion show, but celebrities and dogs run the runway.
I'm a model, you know what
oh, yeah.
It's a blast.
We've
been there before.
Fun.
We are the MCs for the night.
Right. We've walked the runway with them before, but yeah, we're going to be actually doing the announcing.
And,
it's going to be fun.
It's great. You can come have a like fabulous, fancy dinner at the Hilton among fellow animal lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring your dog.
Yeah, dinner with
no
your dog.
Charge. Yeah. In fact, while you're eating, if your dog needs to go, they have people assigned to run them out. Side to take care of business.
Call the dogs go potty concierge. We'll come over
That's
and
right.
help you.
It's so much fun. There's you know auction items and there's some great entertainment and some celebrity
right.
dog walkers up on the catwalk.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Harold Sullivan, Channel 4,
right?
Country artist
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah,
Melissa explains it all.
Exactly.
She's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the best night. If you want tickets, go to NashvilleHumane.org
yeah.
and join us this Saturday night.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, with yesterday's gold medal winning game for the U.S. men's hockey team as they matched what the women did a couple days before.
Right.
They have set now all our Olympians a new Winter Olympics record. Winning more gold medals than they ever have before.
That's very cool.
And the men's hockey yesterday was their first gold medal since the Miracle on Ice in 1980.
The exact day, 46 years ago.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
46 years
yeah,
later.
That's very cool.
So they really made
Love
history.
That. Yeah, I like it. Of course, there's been talk about an ICE detention center being built in Lebanon. A lot of people saying, oh, yeah, that's going to happen. The other people are saying, no, that's not going to happen. Then it went back and forth. And now apparently it is going to happen. They say they've purchased some land on Highway 109 in Lebanon, and they could build the largest facility in the nation. for ICE detention. So, like it or not, I guess it's coming.
Mayor of Lebanon says, I don't want it.
Yeah, nobody wants it. Yeah.
Right? So, some good news. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Marathon St. Jude here in Nashville has been growing and growing for like 25 years now. It is now among the top 10 marathons in the United States,
rated as
one of the best.
My girlfriend Melissa is homesick from work today, so I'll be tending to her in a little while. She always said it's weird. She has a stomach issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this works for anybody else, but she says her stomach will feel better if she has a McDonald's hamburger.
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
I've heard ginger ale.
Yeah,
for an upset stomach.
But I think maybe it's just because it's a comfort thing from when she was a child. Maybe it makes her feel better.
When she was sick, maybe somebody gave her Happy Meal or something.
Bob Barker passed away on a sick day. You got nothing to do,
right?
So I'll be tending to her and also choosing which way I'm going to go home.
Good luck in that I-24 journey. I saw a couple of flurries float past the window here at the station,
yes.
So I better go raid the grocery store and buy everything they have.
That's right. You're going to be so jealous because Jim's going to be at home eating milk sandwiches, you're going to have nothing.
Well, maybe that's what's on the menu tonight.
That's
it's Monday, so that's when we have everybody comes over to our house for dinner and a movie tonight.
Very cool.